Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How are we doing? Welcome back to the Under the Cosh podcast. We all right?
Very well.
We're back. You all right?
Got my shorts on today.
I've noticed. Very,
very short.
Very tight.
Very
tight.
Should we say?
Bit arsey. Another season ticked off.
Dusted.
Yeah.
And another venue.
The Gypsy
the Gypsy podcast strikes again. 7 podcasts, 5 different venues. Leo Lawrence, how are we doing, mate?
All right, pal.
Yes,
all good. Yeah,
welcome.
Cheers. Been a long time coming, hasn't it? But we got there in the end.
Well, we're running out of guests, to be honest.
Last call.
We have. Judging the bottom of the barrel, I think I want.
Scraping the barrel.
It's been a good start, hasn't it? So far.
Played with both these.
Yeah. Brownie a bit longer. With Sunderland and Park, we'd have a year and a half with you.
Year and then I left pretty much.
Then he got the boot.
That season before you signed for Sunderland, you got in the playoff. Did you get the playoff final with Mansfield?
Aye, I know what's coming here.
Yeah, over 20 goals, didn't you?
Yeah, I'd got about 22 goals, scored about 12 penalties, funnily enough. And we got to the final against Huddersfield and it was all level, so we've gone into a penalty shootout on the halfway line next to Bobby Hassel. I've said, I'm going to dink it. He went, no, you're not.
Like
proper serious. And he was a little feisty.
Is this before Bobby had found God?
Yeah, it was. He was proper angry little fella. And he's gone, you're not. I've gone, I am, honestly. I'm going to dink it down the middle. He's going to dive. There's no way he's going to stand there in a playoff final. He went, Liam, don't you fucking dink that ball. So he's like, all right. So I've gone down. Got to a penalty
you're
spot.
You still put it in your head, you're going to dink it?
Of course I'm dinking it. So I've put ball down. My run-up was too long. I've got too much juice in my run-up and I've put too much power on the dink and I've seen it going higher and higher and higher and higher and then it's clipped the bar and gone over.
So it didn't even bounce down?
No, it's clipped it and gone over. And
what penalty were it?
Someone had already missed before me.
Was that the decider?
No, someone had missed before me. I can't remember the order. I think I was second or third. But like I say, I'd scored 12 penalties that year. I needed one more
to fucking
during
it.
The season to equal Franny Lee's record.
Did you
take
any other penalties throughout the season?
What are you doing?
I just thought, he's
going to
dive.
Well, even if he did dive, he still went fucking over.
And by the way, he did dive.
You got it right.
So, yeah, the bar went over and we ended up losing. So, was that disappointing?
Cause in serious, though, was that like, what were you, 23 at some at the time?
I was 20, 21, 22 at the time.
It was a frosty change.
It was frosty, that. Yeah. It was, yeah.
But then did you go straight to Sunderland after that?
Yeah.
I remember speaking to
that already lined up.
Say again?
Was Sunderland already lined up?
No, I knew I'd had a good season and there was Leeds, Sunderland, Cardiff, Crewe at the time were in the Championship, so I knew there was interest. So no, I did not think that.
I spoke to him when he started, like in pre season, I went, what the fuck were you thinking? He says, they can't say fuck all, I got them there.
If it weren't for me, we'd have been done 3 weeks
ago. I think I did say that and all. Yeah, something along them lines.
In that Sunderland dressing room, it was like you said, a clique of young lads
Yeah, there was loads of young lads. There was loads of young lads, but we had a perfect mix with Breeny, Marcus Stewart, Carl Robinson, Jeff Whitley, Jeff didn't we?
Were you not a big drinker, Jeff Whitley?
Oh, a big drinker.
Didn't he go to Magaluf for 28 days or something?
Something ridiculous.
I think he started off as a week with the lads, and he just
stayed
there.
Stayed there, yeah. He'd be out Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, no bother, bladdered, and he'd train like he'd not even...
He'd just put a bin bag on. I think, unfortunately, I think he was fighting at money. I think it came out that he was fighting a drink, but he just
You wouldn't
tell.
Know in training. No. Incredible he was.
If you're that used to it,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's...
You wouldn't even know he'd been out, would you?
No, not at all. Apart from the smell and his eyes.
Red as fuck. I think Jeff sorted himself out now, Manny. I think he goes round the clubs doing talks with all the young lads and speaking about, obviously.
Changing.
Yeah.
Remember when we got promoted? I think we'd sealed it at West Ham.
Yeah, it was.
But we'd
sealed the league at West Ham.
Yeah, but we'd got promoted the week before and we'd been out probably 4 days of that week, remember?
Yeah.
We were just out every night and we'd gone to West Ham and we'd pulled up and Pardew said, I hope yous have had a good week. And we were like, yeah, we have had a good week. Because they needed to win.
All right, you're already...
And we've been out
just,
all
we needed
week.
To win the league, didn't we?
And we ended up going there and winning. It was absolutely frightening, wasn't it? Brilliant.
Sometimes it works in your favour, though.
I know.
Because you're just not arsed, are you? Not arsed, but you're just like, we've done it. We've been out. If we get beat, we get beat. We still got promoted.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works in your favour because if you'd have gone there with pressure and needing a point,
if everybody's in the same boat as well, you know, if everybody's been out all week, then there's that unity
togetherness, everyone feeling
it a bit.
And you could see it at the end. We were all pitched together.
If we can get through today, we can go out for another 4 days.
We did because there was another game after that.
Yeah.
We played Stoke, and I think because we went again, we're out after the day that we got promoted against Leicester. We're out. And then, obviously, the day we won the league was a full weekend into Monday, Tuesday. And we played Stoke on the Sunday, and it was the longest 90 minutes.
Yeah, it was hot as well.
Yeah.
I think we drew. But did we draw?
I think we were 0-0. It was a 4-draw or something. But they took us to... Did we go
Marbella.
Marbella.
Yeah.
What happened with Stevie Caldwell?
Oh, dear. We'd been out all day around the pool, and it was about 6, 7 o'clock, so everyone had gone up. Gone back to the room, and me and Stevie are walking up, and he's pushed me in pool. I've got my phone on me and everything.
Just you two?
Just us two. We were just clearing up. No, we were just clearing up. And he's pushed me in pool with my phone, and that, to me, was red rag to a bull. So my head fell off. I've got out of pool, and he's laughing his head off. I'm like, nah, Steve.
It's not going to happen.
Did you call him Steve as well?
Yeah, Steve now. I'm not having that. You can't do that. Well, look at my phone now. It's snacking. Blurred screen. Probably a Nokia, whatever it was at the time. It was crap, but I couldn't text home.
I've got level 35 of Snake, you bastard.
I know. So, yeah, and he's carried on laughing, and I've just carried it on, and I'm saying, look, I'm not having it. But I'm steaming, you know what I mean? And he's going, ah, Lenny, come on. I'm going, no. No, Steve, no. So he's ended up saying, look, just shut up now. And I'm still going, like a little rabbit wouldn't leave me alone. I'm like, no, Steve. I'm not, seriously, you can't do that. I'm not having it.
There's nothing you can do about it like that.
So he's just ended up saying, look, if you want to go, we'll go. So
he said that to you?
Yeah. So he's offered me out.
Just you two around the pool now?
I wish I was a fly on the wall, like.
We've left the pool area, so I've been badgering him as we've been walking up, and we've ended up on this little bridge. And he's offered me out, and before he could finish his sentence, I've just whacked him. Then I've hit him again, and again, and again. And he'd had enough. He didn't even... throw anything back. No, he just had enough and said, Lenny, just stop, leave it. I've had enough, like. So,
just, I stopped. You were all right after, weren't you?
We've walked back up and I was devastated because we got on with Stevie and that, and Stevie was rooming with Robbo and I went in their room and shed a couple of tears. I'm sorry, Steve.
You said it for Stevie or your phone?
Both. But yeah, I was upset after, like, young and stupid and drunk, and went and apologised and ended up crying. So, yeah.
Great set of lads, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Can you remember, played Burnley away, and it was on TV, and we'd won, I think it was 2-0,
yeah,
and I'd scored a header. And I was doing Soccer AM the next day, and they'd sent a driver to come and get us from Burnley. So I've got all my stuff on the bus, packed all my gear, left it on the bus after game, comes on the bus. Driver's waiting for me next at the bus, gets all my gear and bag, gets in car, goes down to London, gets in the hotel the night before, has a good kit, wakes up in the morning, I'm like, right, let's get ready, gets in my bag, gets all my club out, lays it on bed. I'm missing a pair of jeans. So I'm looking through my bag, I've got no jeans, no clubber. I'm like, well, where's my jeans gone? Like, I'm looking in all wardrobes, see if I've laid them out and not known. I've rang the producers and said, look, I can't come on. I've got no...
it's just a no-show.
I've got
no
show.
Cancel.
You're
going
to have to cancel it this morning because I can't come. I've got no baked beans to put on. So I've got a text later on, about 20 minutes later, as I'm sat in the room panicking. Mickey Ollins texts me. He said, enjoy the show, blah, 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 and a picture of my jeans.
Mickey Holland was the masseur.
All right.
Mickey, yeah, he was a masseur. Dead funny fella. He's only nicked my jeans out of my bag the night before. So producers have rang me and said, look, you've got to come on still. You can't not come on. I said, I can't come on. I've got no jeans. So they've said, we're going to send someone to pick you up. We're going to take you to a shop on the way. So I was like, right, all right. So I've got my Sunderland tracky bottoms on and all my... upper half was all my gear to go on show. They've only took me to Tesco. And expected me to go down Close Island Tesco and pick some baked beans out.
He actually thought you wanted some baked beans.
Probably, yeah. So I've gone down, I've picked these pair of jeans up, and there was a tenner.
They weren't slim fit, were they? I remember
they were not slim fit.
Big blaggy
proper Ric Flair. So I've ended up having to put them on and go on the show. So, but yeah, he killed me. So conscious of them jeans I was.
But that Mickey Holland just, you know, we're saying good, great bunch of lads.
Yeah.
Mickey Holland was just...
He was the instigator brilliant. Of it all. He used to go in, we'd all be sat in his massage room, he'd be telling jokes and having crack. He used to batter everyone.
Sean Thornton used to get it.
Yeah.
But Sean used to bite, didn't he?
Yeah, he always nibbled.
Which made him even worse. But Mickey Holland must have made £1,000 a week selling... wash bags, you know, they're not
Jacobs.
Like, yeah, watches,
Rolexes,
charging
and stuff.
£100 a pop for these fake Louis Vuitton,
fresh off market.
Yeah,
don't know where he got them from, but we all bought them.
they were £100 plus, weren't they?
Yeah,
and all, like the whole changing room, even the young lads used to come down, come into Harvey Mix.
Yeah, he did.
Brilliant.
He was classy.
See, like, characters like that, you need them down your dressing room, don't you?
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to be successful.
I noticed you you got an appearance in Roy Keane's autobiography.
Yeah.
Said they were the first player to defy him.
Yeah.
As a manager.
I read it, yeah. It was a decent little spread. Made his book. We'd trained. I was speaking to Brownie about it earlier. We'd trained. We'd lost the week before, and I'd played, and I was crap. To be fair, everyone was that day.
Was it Preston?
I'm sure it was at Preston. We'd lost 3-1. I might be wrong though. And we were doing shape on the day before the game, so you have your 11 playing against 11 Joeys that are either subs or not playing or not travelling. And I'd not even made the Joeys. So I'm stood watching. It was me, Robbie Elliott, and another Spanish lad who was just training with us. I'm stood watching. Obviously, I'm a little hothead and think I should be playing and all this. And watching training, I'm thinking, I'm not having this. This is bang out of order. So I've turned around to Robbie. I said, I'm going in, mate. I'm going in. I'm not watching this shit. So I've turned around, started walking in. Keno's spotted me walking off. Oi, the fuck are you going? So I'm going in, I'm not watching, I'm not standing here watching training, I should be fucking training. Fucking don't you go anywhere, you can stand and watch. So I've just ignored him, carried on walking, and he's shouted, right, I'll be in a minute, fucking get in my office. So I'm walking off thinking, that wasn't such a good idea.
Regretting it immediately.
Yeah, as soon as he's saying that, I'm thinking.
The thing is, you started to walk.
Yeah, I can't turn back.
You can't turn around.
You can't turn around like a little kid. I'm sorry.
I can't turn back with my tail between
my legs.
He
would have done. Yes, boss.
sorry, Roy.
I don't know if you know, but Brian used to do everything that Roy Keane
did. I heard his last one about it. So yeah, I'm walking off thinking, oh, you've made an error here, big mistake. I've got in, took my boots off, I've sat in my place in the changing rooms, and Keno's come in my fucking office. I'm thinking, fucking hell, here we go. So I've got my flip flops on, strolled up the stairs past all the officers. Obviously, Keane stormed through, and you can see all secretaries like looking, thinking, oh, Jesus, what's happened here?
So you were walking behind him, like?
I was walking behind. So we get to his office, he's holding the door open.
He's still
being civil here, I've got half a chance. So he shuts the door behind me, sits down, and he's sat across from me like this, and he says, you're a fucking cunt. Like, I know it's bad language, but I'm just saying what
it is, yeah.
And I'm sat there.
I've said, I'm not. I said, I can't stand there and watch training. He's gone, yes, yeah. You're a I'm no, I'm not. He's gone, yes, yeah. You're a You're a little I don't know who you think you are. So I've said, no, I'm not. And he said, you are. You're a little And he just kept saying it. And I'm thinking, we're just banging our heads against the wall here. I said, so I've stood up. And I've gone to walk out. And he's jumped out of his seat, ran round the thing, grabbed my arm, and gone, where the fuck do you think you're going? He said, you get fucking sat back down now. And I've gone, I'm not standing here listening to you off. And he's just looked at me, he's about 2 feet away, and he's just gone, do you want to fucking go? Fucking do you want to go? And I, like, Roy Keane were my hero, because I'd followed Man U, and I'm stood here with Roy Keane. And he's my manager, and he's offering me out. So I'm like smirking because I can't believe what's going on. So he's sitting.
I bet that wound him up.
That's what
more.
I mean. So he's probably seen me smirking, yeah. And thought I'm going to kill him. So he said it again, and he said, "Do you want to fucking go? Come on, if you want to go, let's have it." So I've looked at him and gone, "Don't be so fucking ridiculous." And I've like hit his arm off me, moved him away, and gone to go out the door. And he's gone to grab the door, and I've just like. Grabbed it and rammed it open. Said, it's fucking ridiculous. I said, I'm leaving. So I walked out into the offices. Obviously, everyone in the offices has heard what's gone on. They're just like looking at us thinking, that's not normal. So last thing I heard from him was, keep your phone on, you're done, like, you're finished.
That was it.
I went home that day and never went back.
You wish you'd had a fight with him now?
I'd have regretted it, I think. I think I would have regretted it.
He'd have got in trouble as well.
He probably would have.
When you told us about the what it Portugal trip?
Yeah.
When he said, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, I want you to get fucking fights and everything. Do you not think Keane would have thought, fucking fair play.
Did he say that in the book?
He admires the fact that I had some bollocks to stand up to him and be my own man, like, so. And funnily enough, I left, went to Stoke straight away. I was down Stoke within 2 days. Obviously, I had a fantastic time at Stoke. It was amazing, brilliant. And I'd left Stoke for Portsmouth. And when I was leaving Stoke for Portsmouth, Keno tried to sign me.
Was he at Ipswich?
Ipswich.
Yeah.
So he's rang my agent at the time. And my agent's rang me. I'm in the car. My agent's rang me and gone, I had a phone call off Roy Keane. Do you fancy Ipswich? I went,
you think it was a Tim Swallow? Yeah.
It was a Les Parry, was it?
Les Parry.
Yeah.
Les Parry Ipswich.
Oh, like, you are not serious. And he was like, no, honestly, he's rang and said, do you fancy it? I said, just tell him politely no.
See, they're the hardest ones. You know, the managers you can't read.
that you don't really know what they want.
He could be all right. He could be sound as anything at times.
He'd sit telling stories,
like your
he?
Mate. Yeah, he'd be like your mate, and then he could flip and switch instantly, and he'd hate you. Yeah.
But I remember the year in the Premier League. Cause I mean, you did well for us in the Championship.
Yeah.
But when we're in the Prem, you just turned into a different player. I remember seeing one game. I think it was against Chelsea at home, and I was up in the box watching, and you were outstanding. I think it was.
Actually, so you'd be really getting from the bench to the box.
I don't know if I've been on loan or something. But this particular game, he was he just ran and ran all day long.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's been on something. So I remember
make a tonic.
Going back to what players will try anything. So I've confided in you like a day or two later, and I was like, what have you been doing? Like, what have you been doing different? It's like, no. So exactly the same. He says, oh, what all I've been doing is taking some of this juice on the morning. Juice. He says, Damo, one of the physios, he says, it's like a mixed berry juice thing, you know, like them antitoxins and all that. So that's all I've been taking. So just have a shot of that in the morning. So I'm rubbing my hands together thinking.
That's it. We've found the answer to the Holy Grail.
Yeah, we saw that juice. So he was from Australia, wasn't he? I was like, Damo, tell us a bit about this. It was like a mixed berry juice thing. Tell us a bit about it. He said, oh, it just gives you...
clears your body out and all that.
He says, right, I ordered a fridge full, basically. Just had a shot of this
Megatonic straight in bin. We'll get rid of that.
Megatonic shit, we'll get that.
It didn't work. That wasn't the secret. But yeah, that season you were fucking... You were brilliant, like, not blow smoke up your arse or out. But.
No, I did have a good year that year. I think Dino picked me for player of the year that year.
Yeah, okay. Was that an Ireland call up? Did you know about the, you know, family trade stepping into that?
I did, so, yeah. It was Mick McCarthy.
We're on Ancestry.com. No. Can I get a game somewhere?
He's got an Irish setter, didn't he? He's got an Irish setter dog, and that
we're in for him. Yeah, my grandfather and Mick McCarthy, when I was at Sunderland, told me to look into it, so I did.
Yeah,
never looked back. It was brilliant.
So did you put yourself out for it, or...?
No, obviously with Mick McCarthy's connections,
right. They
got in touch with me and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We got the ball rolling and that was it. But yeah.
Were you involved with Ireland in the Thierry Henry handball?
Yeah, I was playing.
Did you?
Yeah, I was playing that day.
It was atlas.
It was
mad. Did you know when it happened? Did you see it?
I had a bad angle of it. I was behind him. And I knew something had happened because it was alien to how his body was shaped. And then I seen everyone's hands go up straight away, so I knew something had happened. But what can you do? It cost us, because I reckon we'd have gone on to beat them.
Yeah.
Because we were playing well that night. It was 1-1 on aggregate. Keno had scored there. And
Did you play Friday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Did you not go out all day Saturday?
Yeah.
Back in Ireland? I'm sure Les told us.
We had such a good group. Group of young lads, and even the older lads, Keno and Josh, John O'Shea, Shea Given, they loved a beer as well. And Trapattoni used to hate it. There's drinking culture, it's fucking wrong. You're not going out, you shouldn't be going out. But we did. We always met up and had a few drinks. And I remember one Friday we'd played Russia, and after the game he's gone, right, nobody out, everyone back to the hotel, I don't want no one drinking, nothing. So you can see all that's looking.
I'm balling each
other. Yeah, there's a few whispering, a few nudging. And we've got back to the hotel and there's about 10 of us in a room. And they're like, come on, let's go out. Let's get out. We'll sneak over back, jump out.
Don't drain pipe.
First floor window and we'll go down. And the security guard used to tie all exit doors together with ties. Used to lock us in, wouldn't let us out. So that lads are cutting all these ties. They've got the jeans on, shirt, and they've put the tracksuit over it. So if anyone sees them on the way out, it just looks like they've got their Ireland tracksuit and they're going for a walk. So we've got all our tracksuits on over our gear, sneaked out the back, tracksuit straight off.
In a bush.
Four taxis waiting for us. We've gone out. Lads, just keep it low-key. You know, don't get pissing
Wait,
about.
Where did you used to go to?
We actually went into Wright's, one of the big main venues. So we've got there, we're all having a good drink in this room. One of the lads has come in and said, I don't think it's going to plan us keeping low key. Aidan McGeady's on the dance floor doing the worm. we've opened the door everyone surrounding Aidan McGeady is doing the worm on the transport. So we've gone and grabbed him, picked him up, and
he's wiggling all over the shop, trying to keep hold of him.
Yeah, so it didn't go to plan.
Edward Trapattoni,
he was all right. He was sound with me. He was the one that gave me my proper chance. Like, he was sound. I liked him, and obviously his record speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
He was just a bit of a loose cannon, and his English weren't very good at times. Like, couldn't understand him half the time.
Did he have a translator within the squad? Who?
No, he just used to give it a go. He just used to bareback it.
Should try his best.
Bareback, mate, straight in. You sort of get the gist half the time, but yeah, he was all right, to be fair.
2 years in Greece. What?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was different.
Yeah.
Very, very different.
When the call came off the agent,
I were leaving. Apprehensive. Yeah, I were leaving Portsmouth because they're financially in a mess, weren't they? And they needed to get me and a few others off the books. So my agent had rang and said, Palace have been on the phone. They can offer you this amount. And it was a lot less than what I was wanting or what I thought I was worth at the time. So I'd said, no, carry on looking. Fucking Palace went and got promoted that year. So he said, oh, I've had a call from Greece. I'm like, Greece? You're like, yeah, they're going to play in the Europa League and that. They got a chance of winning a cup and the league and that. And the money's good. And the money was good. Got a new owner in. I thought, right, okay. So we went over, had a look around the place.
Nice little area.
It was lovely, northern Greece, yeah. on the seafront and that. Yeah. So I was like, sod it, and went. And yeah, it was all right. Good club, to be fair. Very passionate.
Yeah.
It worked. It was a long 18 months, 2 years, but it worked.
Isn't it the funny one? They don't get paid on time and that, do they?
Some of them don't, but we had a Russian-Greek owner who had a lot of coin.
This is the guy who were on the pitch, weren't it, with a gun?
The other month, he'd come on with gun on his head. Honestly.
It's some negotiation, he just puts his, gun on the table.
Puts his piece on the table.
Just like, ah, are you signing or what? But yeah, we played Olympiakos, and Olympiakos is southern Greece in Athens, and there's a big rivalry between north and south, and PAOK hate the Olympiakos fans and the Olympiakos because they say that they're corrupt and they always pay the way to titles, so there's a big rivalry. So he gets there, plays the game, we drew 0-0, good result, they're obviously a top side. Like, we get on the bus after the game and we're driving down the motorway, loads of coppers streaming past us, thinking, here we go, what's coming now. Loads of cop cars surrounded bus, pulled us over into a lay-by. Two coppers come on bus, start speaking to the manager and all players. I could understand bits and bobs, but couldn't really understand what was being said properly, do you know what I mean? So I said to the physio, who could speak English, what's going on? He said, mate, we could be in trouble. He says, the Olympiakos fans have cordoned the motorway off down near the airport where we need to get off, and they've got bats and bars and bricks and that ready to come and stone the bus and jump on the bus. So we were like, well, I was like, well, what are we going to do? You know, I don't fancy that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I didn't come here for this. No. I just came for a bit of football.
Bit of olives and homicides. A bit of mephos. A bit of sun.
A Greek salad. Not getting my head caved in.
I was just after the best kebab in Europe.
So they've said, right, well, the police are going to take us off and they're going to hide us somewhere. So they've cordoned off.
Hide the whole bus, or you're not?
Hide the bus, mate.
I'm going to say, you're not getting off the bus to hide, are you?
No.
It's not an SAS thing.
They've took us off. They've took us down into this village at the bottom of this mountain.
And covered the bus in shrubs.
There was a petrol station. And they've took us around the back of the petrol station. Police have gone into the petrol station, said, turn all your lights off. Turn everything off. We will need to be in total darkness.
Sounds like A-Team.
So that we've gone up back of this thing and all lights have gone off. You can't see anything at the bottom of this village in the mountains. All bus lights are off. lads just sat there just with the phone lights on. We sat there for 2 hours, not able to move, not allowed to go anywhere till police and all people had cleared motorway. So sat there and ended up getting off later on, and flight were delayed, never to say the less. So.
for a fucking game of football. Yeah. Were there any other English lads?
No. I was the only one. Only Irish
any other,
lad.
Like a night out, or?
You know what, they're dead funny. They thought I was an alcoholic. Yeah. Like, even though I toned it down, and like after a game on a Saturday or a Sunday, I'd say like, oh, come on, let's go out. I fancy a few beers. They go out, but they'll stand in a club with a table, like they stand, they don't really sit, and they'll have water and coffee.
Mm.
That's why I've never gone. I've had offers from fucking all over Europe, but I've always had to turn them down.
I can't believe it. I'm like, coffee? Saturday night, music's booming, and there's lads standing there with a water and a coffee. They obviously thought I were weird because I was like, oh, I'm going to get a bottle of vodka then.
I'm not
he's in Greece on a booze cruise, he's knocking like slippery nipples back.
Bottle of goose, waving everything around. Bang, straight in the middle of the table. In front of coffees, yeah. So they thought I was a bit of an alcoholic, like they used to say at training. Liam, you drink too much. You like too much. No, he's not Spanish.
Greece or Albania?
Yeah. No, they don't. They don't
it is
really.
About the differences in culture, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of foreign players who've come over, and as soon as they've started, as soon as they've had the first night out,
they've enjoyed it.
That's it. And then they're bang on it then. Do you know what I mean? It's obviously, if the culture's like that and all of the teams like that, when they come and then they have a night out, I think, you know, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I do this every Saturday. And then the career sort of peter out.
Funnily enough.
They're not used to it.
No, I think our nights out are very different to anywhere else's in Europe, though, aren't they? When we go out, we smash the head off it, don't we?
Yeah, you want to be...
Do it properly.
You don't go out to get sober, do you?
No, you want to be stumbling home, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you played with any Muslim players? You know, Ramadan and...
Sidibe?
Yeah, Mama did. Oh, come on, we're in fucking Austria.
Mate.
Oh.
Yeah, Mama used to wear his pants in shower park, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he obviously no one's allowed to look at his bits but his missus. And we used to get in shower and I used to wind him up, try and touch his knob. And like, he's like, Liam, no. And he was a big lad, like.
Yeah, he was.
He was never angry, so when he used to get angry with me, I used to chip myself a bit. So I've tried to push it a bit too far one day and I've tried to de-keg him. I've gone for his thing to whip his knickers down by his knees and he's caught me just as I've got it over his knob. And he's just grabbed me and said, I've told you now, no. And that was it. I didn't try and touch his knob again.
In Austria, we've gone for his pre-season trip in Austria and obviously the buffy's come out and Mama must be first with the buffy and they've not put the signs out yet as to what it were. So he's thinking it's chicken, it's pork.
Oh, dear.
So he's picked this pork up, mate, honestly. He's sat there eating it. He must have gone back up and seen that it's pork, mate. He went fucking absolutely ballistic.
Did he?
Absolutely ballistic, he went, yeah. Obviously, it's a massive sin for them.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think I never seen him flip many times, but that was one of the times where I thought, I mean, poor little lass who was just bringing the food.
She was a full fuck, mate.
I thought he was going to fall her up, mate, honestly. he had absolutely gone.
That must be hard.
Mama used to do it.
She was around pre-season time as well, innit? Where you're not allowed any water and...
Yeah.
Mama,
I don't understand how he was still fucking miles ahead of me, running.
Crazy, wasn't it?
And no to eat or drink for fucking 3 days.
Well, it's good. He'll just land on Champions League final because they're on about Salah.
I think if you ask the big man nicely, you can get some dispensation. Yeah. You know what I mean? You say, like, it's a Champions League final, Ali.
Go on. Knock yourself out.
You can postpone it and do it another, as long as you make it up, like.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
I owe you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I owe you a chicken pasta salad.
Were you already there when you arrived? Stoke.
I was there first. Obviously, when I went from Sunderland after falling out with Keane,
and it
was probably the best 3 years of my career, of my life. Yeah, it was brilliant, awesome time. and when you come as well, and we just kicked on, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean,
such a good club, such a good family club with working class supporters that work hard. You know what I mean? Brilliant place.
And if you, if they can see that you're trying your balls, they're fucking right behind you.
Yeah.
We had good lads as well, though, didn't we?
Yeah, some really
you
good lads.
Life and soul at dressing room, as usual.
But we were
shy, innit? And
it everyone worked on toast, mate.
Oh, yeah, we're like, I can remember I roomed with Ricardo one pre-season, and we were like fucking total over end of the spectrum.
Total opposites.
Total over end of the spectrum. And do you know how you obviously start talking? You end up getting onto women and sex and whatever. Honestly, we're talking about like having oral sex with a woman. You would think that I'd fucking murdered his family. Honestly, he were absolutely disgusted with me.
You do what?
I'm like, oh yeah, do you know? He says, disgusting man. Not a Jamaican accent.
He's Welsh.
But yeah, we were like, and I was like, it was a fucking long old trip for me, that rooming with Ricardo, because he were a strange old cat, weren't
it? By choice, or?
No, I mean, but we never really used to socialise together. Like, I never stayed down in Stoke and go out.
No, we didn't.
Such, but we just, I think, I mean, when I were leaving, like, Tony Pule, I went to see Tony, and I went, look, Gaffer, I want to leave. He's like, no, you're not leaving. I was like, I'm not going to play. Obviously, I didn't start many games last year. He went, Parky, I like you around the place.
You're a good laugh.
That's what he said. He says, Parky, I like you around the place. I says, Gaffer, I'm not fucking here to be a clown to entertain every fucker. Anyway, ended up leaving, but I used to batter everyone, didn't we?
Yeah, Muller,
everyone. We used to.
Me and Houston, we were playing.
I know we're probably portraying the wrong thing, but he's not a scrapper. But
no.
When you had a head loss, you've had a head loss, haven't you?
Yeah, we were playing a fiver. We got a fiver with three teams, so there was two teams playing, and there was a third team round the outside of the pitch. And I was on the outside of the pitch, and the ball was coming out, and I was just going to knock it back into the other team, and it's come out, and it's gone out about 2 yards. And Eust is chasing after it full steam, trying to keep it in, and it's come to me, so I've just popped it back in, and he's followed through and elbowed me in the chest and pushed me away, because I think he was frustrated that he couldn't get the ball, and I've passed it back in. So I've said, like, Eust, what are you fucking doing?
They were probably about,
were you there?
Yeah, I was there, mate. Yeah, they were probably 7 or 8 yards away from each other at this point.
Yeah, so he's, I've said to him, what the fuck are you doing? I said, his ball's gone out and you've come tearing in like that and just whacked me in the chest, you idiot. So about a minute later, the game's ended. And like he's walking off and I'm walking and my head's still gone. I've gone. Red mist.
Takes getting back once it goes, doesn't it?
Red mist has come and I want an apology. And I want it now. So he's walking and I see him and I'm just daggering him, and I said, what have you done that for? I said, the ball's gone out and you've come charging off. I said, I'm not happy, Eustace. And he's just sort of said, oh, shut up, man, just fucking leave it. So as we're bickering, we're sort of getting closer together, and we end up getting about a metre away, and he comes closer and he says something, and as he's halfway through, I just whacked him. And I've caught him in the nose with my left hand, and it's bust his nose and black both his eyes, he's pouring with blood.
Did he come back for more?
Just a one bomb.
No, literally.
One bomb down. Thing is, Eustace is a good looking kid as well. I don't think he wanted to get any of his looks taken off.
He was a great lad and all. I wish I'd never, done it.
Like. What I like is that even though you've had a head loss, you still remain quite polite. You know, when you're talking, like,
I want an apology. Please.
I did, though. I wanted him. If he'd have just said, oh, Lenny, sorry, I was just a bit caught up in the moment, but he didn't say sorry, and that was it.
He said at Lenny, I said after, he went, like, as we're getting closer, I'm thinking, if I don't hit him, there's a good chance he's going to hit me here. Knowing full well that Eustace would never have hit you, would he?
Well, I
just totally not.
You just never know, mate. So I thought, as he's got within range, I thought, fuck it. Bang!
I'm going first.
Yeah. If he hits me back, that's it. We have a scrap, but no, he didn't.
Was it like calm afterwards. Well, apologies.
We'd gone in the shower after, and I'm still
wanting his apologies.
I'm thinking,
are you going to apologise now?
There's
please.
Been no apology here, and we're in the shower together.
Just you two.
Yeah. So we're in the shower together before anyone else.
It was that awkward. He not tried touching his nose.
He's a couple of showers away, and I just thought, is he going to? I'm still thinking, is he going to hit me? What's going to happen? Because it had not been sort of knocked on the head. Pulis had sorted it, but we'd not really said sorry or that's it. So I just turned to him and said, is it done? Are we done? And he just said, yeah, that's it. So that was it. That was the end of it. And then we were friends after that.
Not even say sorry?
Me?
No, him.
No.
So you let him off then?
Well,
let him
off.
He's had an actual apology.
There you go. He had me on toast.
still talk to me about it this day. So what about when I fucking smacked Lenny? I never said sorry.
Can't wait with
that. He's got his nose straight.
He thought he got me, but I never apologised, did I? I never apologised.
I've ended up with him.
Only one winner here.
Didn't something happen with Beatty in the shower or something?
It did, yeah.
Pulis.
It did. I can't really go on to it. I can tell you off air, but I can't say it. I don't, because Beats is still my mate. I don't think he'd want me to share it. Do you know what I mean? So,
you're gonna whisper it to me and I'll tell
you. was Beatty out of order? Like, oh,
it was to do with the Christmas do. We played Arsenal away, and we'd been told we were getting Sunday Monday off, so we'd booked all the Christmas do Saturday Sunday and to come back Monday. But we'd lost 2-0, it could have been 22-0. But we've come off 2-0, thought, we've done all right there. But Pulis has seen it different and cancelled the do. And it's kicked off from there.
Yeah, because he's obviously coaching now and assistant manager and all that, isn't he?
So yeah, he's with Monks at Birmingham.
You can't. There's going to be a reaction in there. Because, I mean, the Christmas do, you're looking forward to it for a couple of months before, aren't you?
Yeah, and we'd spent a lot of dough on hotels, buses and clubs. So...
But that was just totally Pulis. He did not give a fuck.
No.
Did he?
No.
He did not care one iota. What the players.
His way or no way, isn't it?
What the players.
A few heads down at training then. On.
Yeah. Yeah. But we got on with it, didn't we? Yeah. There was a big kerfuffle after it. It was a massive internal investigation and all sorts went on. People getting interviewed after and not allowed to speak of it and stuff.
I remember when it was probably the last transfer window. The last loan window, I was in and out of, well, not in and out of the team, but I was sub more every week, and got to I think it was a Thursday, and it was a transfer, like the last loan transfer day. Tony Pulis pulled me on the morning. He said, "There's a couple of teams want you to go on loan." I was like, "All right, would you be?" He says, "Would you be interested?" I says, "Well, what are they?" He says, "Oh, they're both in this league." So he says, "Right, well, just," he says, "get your send off, keep you posted." So the loan window shut at 5 o'clock. So it's 4:45. I'm thinking, oh no, what's going to happen here? So phones me at 4:45. He went, Plymouth wanted to go on loan. Fucking 4:45, Plymouth, right? I says, right. He went, what you can do is you can train with us Monday, Tuesday. They're going to fly you down Wednesday. Train Thursday, Friday, play Saturday. They'll fly you back. I was like, he says, what do you think? I was like, yeah, go on then, I'll do it. He says, you've got a fax machine. I live in fucking Martinfield.
You can't even send a fucking text, I'll have a fax.
I said, I've only just got a coloured television, mate. I a fax machine. He says, you need to get a fax machine as fast as you can. I'm like, right, okay. So I thought, we'll have a fax machine. I thought, library. So I get
Library.
How far's library from your house?
You'll fucking eat your words in a minute, lads.
Where's my library card?
So, library next village, so it's 5 minute drive. So gets to the library, bursts in. There's a guy sat there on his computer. I went, mate, have you got a fax machine? He went, yeah. I said, I'm not being rude. I need to use your fax machine. Can I use it? And I said, I'll explain in a bit. So trying to sort this loan out, I've got 15 minutes from the phone call to get to the library to sort the loan anyway. So he uses a fax machine, fucking 2 minutes too late, weren't it?
No.
So it never went through.
I
don't know if he didn't want it to go through or not, because obviously I was an entertainment officer, weren't I?
Hey, I'm surprised you agreed to that, because you don't go out of bounds.
No, I know, mate, but it will last 6 weeks at season, so I thought,
fuck it. Anyway, so gets in, obviously it didn't go through, gets into training the next day, finishes training, and I'm a little Scouse fitness coach.
Yeah, yeah.
He went, Parky, you've got to do some running. Anyway, that steam. I says, I've got what? He says, the gaffer says you need to do some running. I says, you can tell the gaffer to fuck off. I says, I've got a plane to catch. I'm going to Plymouth now. I've got 15 minutes to get a plane to Plymouth. I'm playing for Plymouth tomorrow, obviously knowing full well. So he's like, Scouse just shook his head. Says, I'm going in anyway. So I went in. Anyway, I think I got fined a week.
Did you?
Yeah, pulled me in on the Monday.
Parquet, you can't be doing that.
I says, you're taking fucking piss out of me. And I don't think I would involve for the last three or four games because of that. I end up getting it reduced and that. But
you knew you were sort of on your way out anyway. Yeah,
especially if you got promoted.
Yeah,
I mean, I still got 2 years left.
Yeah, that's mad.
Like, I took a big pay cut to Preston.
Yeah, just to play.
Just to play football. Yeah, he just didn't care about. Like what players thought? No. Did he?
Still owes £5,000 in library fees for them couple of visits he picked up on way out.
Don't fucking believe it. Have you got a fax machine?
Fucking fuck that.
There was a question came up from Matty Banks on Twitter. How was your time at Carlisle, Keith Curl?
Mansfield.
That's what I said, wasn't it?
Fucking what Jesus.
Yeah, I'm fucking working with you.
Carlisle.
Did I say Carlisle?
He's working for fucking. He's working for Sky, and then he's got us fucking.
Mansfield, sorry.
Do you want to go again, or we just go off the cuff there?
No. You get one opportunity in this game. That's it.
Right.
It should be called off the cuff.
Yeah. No, he was good at Mansfield. To be fair with me, obviously I was playing quite well and doing really well under him. And there was one time or twice really where we almost fell out. Once, obviously because I was a Jack the Lad, playing well, playing regular, and fucking thinking I was it at the time. I'd gone out on the Thursday before the game on the Saturday, and into the middle of Mansfield and all. So I'd not just gone anywhere. I'd gone into Mansfield like an idiot, and in the local nightclub, someone's obviously seen me, rang the club. Coming on the Friday, Gaffer's obviously pulled me and said, tell me you weren't out last night. Tell me this is not true. So I was like, yeah, I was. I was out. I've obviously got in the wrong crowd anyway. He said, well, I can't play you tomorrow. He said, as much as I want to and as much as I need you, I can't play you. I said, it'll be all right. I said, just...
Hey, Keith, I do it all the time.
Keith, I'm missing it for last 6 months,
but I'm sound. I don't even feel like I've had a drink. No, but yeah, so I've said, look, just play me. I said, you know, we'll deal with whatever the consequences are after. I said, but we need to win, I need to play. He was like, no. And to be fair to him, he stuck to his guns and I didn't play and they lost.
Did you not even come on though? Not even in the squad,
no. And
Did he say, like, obviously, to us, people must have said, why is Lenny not, why is Liam not playing?
Yeah,
like,
it was common knowledge by the Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Word had got around Mansfield that I'd been out and stuff, obviously being a knob. And he was right to do it.
Yeah.
Definitely right to do it.
It was all right thereafter.
I got fined in house, yeah. We were fine after, yeah. Towards the end of the season, obviously I was flying. It weren't the end of the season. I think it was around January time. Rotherham had come in. And they were in the championship at the time.
I bet Rotherham would have been about Thursday night.
Ah, there's student night, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Could I get away with it up there?
I'm glad I managed every Thursday night. I'm at Rotherham, not giving you a fuck.
I'm busted now. I need to wear new. Take me about 6 months to get me fair to the local club.
Yeah. So Rotherham had come in and money was a lot better. Straight away, the agent said, money's better. I know we're young and all you think about is going and playing a better league with better money, don't you? So I'd gone into Curley's office and said, I want to go. The money's better. It's a bigger league. I think now's the time for me to move on. He's gone, no, you're not going. I said, I'm telling you now, I want to go. If you don't let me go, I won't play for you. I won't train. I'll completely toss it off and I'll turn all the lads against you.
I'll go out every Thursday.
I'll be out every Friday. And he said, no, you know, listen to me. If you stay till the end of the year, keep banging the goals in, you'll get a much better move than Rotherham.
I think that's right. I agree with that.
He was completely right.
I can imagine you getting in your car on the way home that day thinking, Keith Curl's a fucking arsehole. Yeah. What is he? Of course, I did.
I'm surprised at your agent saying you should do it, because obviously you're banging in the goals for Mansfield. He must have known. Were you out of contract as well?
Yeah, I was on a free. Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Well, a free tribunal.
Rotherham champ or League One?
They were
then?
Champ, I think. I think they were, yeah. But they're just the money and the better league and that. And yeah, I was fuming. But stayed, and it was best decision I could have made that year. And fair play to Curley. He's stuck by his word, and I didn't toss it off. I ended up training as normal, and that was it.
Did he say out after the penalty? Was he sound?
He was sound. He just, obviously, because I'd done so well that year to help him get there, and then, yeah, I missed the penalty, and it was a bit cheeky chipping it, and it, in hindsight, I should have just buried it, or tried to bury it. And he just sort of said, look, you've tried something, it's not come off, don't worry about it, you wasn't the only one that missed, so.
Yeah, it's fair enough, like, isn't it?
That was it.
See, if I'm in your his team though, and he tries chipping it, and that costs us, I think I'm pinning you up.
Yeah, you're having words, aren't you?
You know what I mean? You're like, obviously.
Did nobody have words?
No, not really. I was one of the main characters anyway at that time in that dressing room. So.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know, like Mansfield? I don't know, maybe the top earn about then at Mansfield might have been on 800 quid. So if their money goes up to 1,200 quid.
Yeah.
And this fucking cocky little shit fucking chips a penalty.
I think it worked out.
And then fucks off to Sunderland.
Yeah. See you later, lads. Have a good summer, chaps. Give you a wave back up the M1 on the way past. But now, I think it cost us about 12,500 apiece if you played every game. That was the bonus for going up.
Oh.
So it was a lot of money then.
A lot of money to League Two players, isn't it?
Of course it was.
It's a lot of money anyway.
It's a lot of money now.
Yeah, but
how'd you sleep at night?
You were fucking lovely. This little bed.
Yeah.
By the sea in Sunderland.
In Sunderland, you were fucking grand as eggs. never lost a fucking hour's sleep on it.
In his waterbed.
Like that at night.
Yeah. He thought about it sat in his jacuzzi with his fucking cigar that night.
Were there a lot of characters in that Mansfield team, like a young lad, 21, 22, you at that age?
Yeah, we had quite a good bunch. We had one lad, Neil McKenzie, obviously Parker.
I played Neil McKenzie at Macclesfield. He ended up winning on Countdown, didn't he?
Yeah. Winning
three episodes of Countdown. I thought it was a fucking space cadet.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You wouldn't believe it if you knew him. We'd been out on a Saturday night shock.
Yeah.
And we'd gone back to Rhys Day's house, carried on drinking. Rhys Day had a snake. I don't know why. I do not know why he's got a fucking snake. He couldn't even look after himself.
Not as big as your snake, was it?
Not quite. And he, anyway, what you pissed up, you're thinking, oh, what can we do to liven things up? But they end up getting the snake out. And Mac is obviously terrified of snakes. So we're all in the room and Reese is pissing about with his snake. Puts it down in the corner. Mac fucking starts running length of the room. Jumps in the air, 2 foot's a snake. 2 foot's a snake in the corner. Yeah, got it. Lands on his arm, funny, and fractured his arm, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, but fractured his
elbow, he did himself in trying 2 foot snake.
Snake was fine after.
The snake played the Saturday after.
Snake just slithered off and got back into bed.
Imagine that conversation, like, what, Keith Curl, Gaffer, so he said, I went to see the gaffer Monday morning and I've got my arm in a pot. He says, fuck it, Michael, what have you been doing? He says, we went back to Reese's after the Saturday night out, and he was goading me with his snake, and he was goading his snake. I thought, I'm after 2 foot. So he's gone flying across the room and 2 foot of the snake fucking broke his arm.
That was him though, he was just daft, isn't
he? Yeah, we're like, but obviously massively intelligent as well.
Really clever.
Really clever, but just fucking, just a space cadet.
do anything for a life, won't
they? we'd never say be on countdown.
We used to fill ashtrays up in a club or a boozer with booze. You'd fill the ashtray up, it'd be full of fags and ash, and just sit drinking it. Like, what are you doing?
And then he's on countdown week.
And then he's on countdown for being all serious and smashing some nerd from Oxford or something. It was mad.
Oh,
well, thanks a lot, Liam.
Brilliant, man. Thank you for coming.
Superb. Thank you very much for coming down. Who knows where we'll be next time.
Last of the series as well, innit?
Yes.
Is it?
Last of the series.
Do you want to chuck one more in?
Just for the crack.
Right, it's up to the people, innit? So we have one more last one, just us three?
Yeah, I think so. I'll
tell you what. Next time, though, Brian, can you bring your personality?
Well, chat. Thanks, mate. As usual, get the reviews in on iTunes. We're on the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that. Get as many reviews in as you can. Obviously, push us up the charts. Very much appreciated. And we may possibly do something for the World Cup, maybe, but we'll see. We'll decide. We'll be in touch.
We're thinking about a Gogglebox type event.
Oh yeah, are we going to do something for the World Cup?
Got it, haven't we?
Cheers, see you in a bit. Bye.
Cheers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.